And one thing they do is prevent the big play. They haven't given up a whole ton of them this year. Mm-hmm. Is that simply schematically, or are they just too fast to prevent the big play?
I mean, well, you know, they're playing good ball right now. They're a good defense, you know. So, you know, we're just preparing on our end just to, you know, find ways to make plays and put ourselves in a situation so we can come out with victory.
After so many weeks of this offense moving the ball well and then not moving it the other day very well, is there any doubt or confidence shaken in this offense and what you guys can do, especially without Cruz now?
Oh, no. You know, we started off, you know, kind of slow, and, you know, same kind of question we're being asked, you know, but, you know, we won 3 in a row. So, I mean, we're more than capable of doing it. And, you know, when we come out and we get ready to play, I feel, you know, quite comfortable that, you know, we can quite do our thing.
But Victor was here then when you won 3 in a row. He's not here anymore. Oh, yeah. That's a big loss.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Victor is the man, you know, that guy. So, you know, a big contributor for this offense. But, you know, we have some other guys here with some great talent as well. So we're going to try to step in the best that we can, you know, and try to, you know, do some of the things that he did. So we're going to try a bit.
He's such a good receiver and such a leader. How do you guys go about replacing him this week and the rest of the season?
Well, you replace, I don't know if that's the correct word, replacing number 80. You know, there's no replacing him. But, you know, we have some young guys. We have a lot of guys here with some talent. So we're going to, you know, it's a big step, you know, in our game as well, you know, this week, you know, trying to help Eli and do something to think of Big Dick.